Simple lamang ang panawagan ni Ban Ki-moon na kailangang magsikap ng husto ang Israel at Palestina upang matamo ang panghabang panahong kapayapaan.
Some say the two sides are entrenched in their respective positions. I say that we must not succumb to passivity, resignation, or hopelessness, that the comprehensive resolution of the conflict is not achievable.
Naging malupit ang pagsasalita ng Kalihim General ng United Nations para sa parehong panig, nanawagan sa parehong estado para sa nagpapaalab ng mga pagkilos. Kabilang dito ang patuloy na mga pagsisikap ng Israel na mapalawak ang mga Jewish settlement sa pinagtatalunang West Bank.
Continued settlement activities are an affront to the Palestinian people and to the international community. They rightly raise fundamental questions about Israel's commitment to a two-state solution. These provocative acts are bound to increase the growth of settler populations, further heighten tensions, and undermine any prospects for a political road ahead.
Inilarawan ng delegado ng Palestina sa United Nations, Riyad Mansour, na ang kampanyang settlement ng Israel ang pangunahing hadlang tungo sa kapayapaan.
We are all aware that the Israeli settlement enterprise in all its manifestation is the most formidable obstacle to the peace we seek. Therefore, it has to be removed from its path if we seriously want to open doors for a meaningful process.
Tumaas ang antas ng karahasan sa pagitan ng mga Palestino at Israeli simula pa noong unang bahagi ng Oktubre ng nakaraang taon. May halos 150 mga Palestino at 25 mga Israeli ang nasawi bunga ng mga pananaksak, pamamaril at mga pag-atake mula sa dumadaang mga sasakyan. Pinatikos ng ambasador ng Israel sa United Nations, Danny Danon, ang pagtugo ng Security Council sa biglang pagtaas ng antas ng agresibong mga insidente.
Not once were the lives of Israelis murdered by terrorists recognized by the Council. No condemnation, no expression of solidarity, not even a statement of concern. The facts don't lie. The Security Council has been hypocritical when it comes to Israel.
Aniya, dapat sisihin ang mga Palestino sa pagkabigo ng mga usapang pangkapayapaan na nag-collapse noong Abril ng taong 2014.
Every difficult journey begins with a single step. Sitting down and talking is the first step to peace. But the Palestinians refuse to come to the table.
Ikinagalit ng punong ministro ng Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, ang mga binitawang salita ni Ban Ki-moon at inakusahan ito ng pagpapalala sa mapanganib na sitwasyong puno ng tensyon.
The words of the Secretary General only bolster terrorism. There is no justification for terrorism, period. The Palestinian murderers do not want to build a state. They want to destroy a state, and they declare publicly. They want to murder Jews wherever they are, and they say so publicly. They are not killing for the cause of peace. They are not killing to aid human rights. The UN has long ago lost its neutrality and its moral powers, and these words by the Secretary General do not improve the situation.